We are on Samach Testament days, and we are, let's see exactly where we're holding. We are Amar Rava. We are 2, 4, 6, 8, 10, about 12 lines in the bottom. Last word in the line, Amar Rava. So let's just review. We said this fascinating case of a person who is Mahalach Bamidbar Veniyadeh Amos HaShabbos. The person is lost and confused in the desert, and they don't know which day of the week it is, and therefore they don't know what to do about Shabbos. We had a machlekes between Rav Huna and Chaya Bar Rav as to whether or not a person counts 6 days in his Shemra Shabbos, or a person the following day immediately makes for themselves a Shabbos and then counts 6 days. And we said this is a machlekes. As to the crux of the machlekes is, do we look at the way the world was created with 6 days and then a Shabbos, or the way that Adam Rishon came into the world, the first full day that he chanced upon was Shabbos, followed by the Sheish Yisumi Hamasa. And we ended off last night by saying that there's two Bechinas of Shabbos. On the one hand, it is the Tachlis of the Bria. On the other hand, it's also the Makar HaBracha, and so on. And we mentioned the Gemara said to Yuvta Dechia Barav, and we paskin like Rav Huna, that in such a case, a person is minus 6 days, and they're Shavus on the seventh day. And we said, when we say that you're minus 6 days, the first day when you realize your states of confusion, that is Oila Liyev Rishon, that's considered to be the first day. And then you have a seventh day. And we mentioned that the halacha is that every single day, all 7 days, a person is able to do the bare minimum in order to sustain themselves. And the Gemara said, so if so, in what way will Shabbos be distinct? So we said it'll be distinct through Kiddush and Havdalah, that you recite Kiddush when you make Havdalah. And we mentioned the question of the Rishonim, how can you make a bracha? L'chair, we should say Slavik brachas l'hakel. We had a couple of Mahalchim, and we mentioned the Tash of the Magen Avram. Why don't we say Ha'lechach Arayv, and the answer that which they gave of Kol Kavur Kemechzal, Mechzadami, and so on. So says the Gemara, last word of the line, Amar Rava, Imhaya makir miktsus yoyim shiyotse boy, oyse malacha kol hayoyim kulay. So let's understand what this means. So if you look at Rashi on the first wide line, at the end of the line, Rashi says, Imhaya makir miktsus yoyim shiyotse boy, loyse zachar eziyim b'shabas hayo. He doesn't know which day of the week. Ela zachar shayoyim yoyim shlishi litziyase, reveal litziyase. The fellow just knows that today is the fourth day of my journey. It's the third day of my journey. And therefore, he will be able to know what is the eighth day of my journey. So let's say a person thinks, my goodness, I don't know where I am. I don't know which day of the week it is. I've been traveling for 3 days, but I haven't the foggiest idea what day of the week it is. But I've been traveling for 3 days. So once a person reaches day number eight, so today is day number three, once they reach day number eight, then they know that this day is not Shabbos, because the person did not embark on a journey on Shabbos. So if this is the third day of my journey, once I reach day number eight, which is the same day as I set out, then they know that that day is not Shabbos. And if so, says the Gemara, let's see it again inside. So when you reach day eight, then that is the day which you know you can rule out of your suffix, and therefore it's definitely not a Shabbos. Says the Pshita, that's obvious. To the extent that a person definitely doesn't travel on a Shabbos, presumably they wouldn't travel on a Friday either. We saw at the beginning of the Masechta that a person is restricted and they're limited as to what type of travel they can do on a Friday also. So it's a lack of Kavod Shabbos for a person to travel on Friday for fear that it might have to be Mechal Shabbos. And if so, Vahai Nami Bechamisha B'Shabbos Enofik Lishtrei Leilim Avid Malacha Treyoyma. So perhaps not only when they reach day eight can they rule out and say that there's no way that this is Shabbos, because I wouldn't have left on a Shabbos. So to when they reach day nine, they should say, well, there's no way that this is going to be a Friday either, because I didn't do malacha. I wouldn't have left on a Friday either. So perhaps we should allow them a block of 2 days to do malacha. And that we say, kamash malah, no, zimin the mishkach shayarta, or mikri venothik. At times, a person is permitted to travel on a Friday if you find a caravan going from place to place, and it would otherwise be dangerous for you to travel by yourself. So at times, a person would travel on a Friday, in which case the only day you can rule out is day 8, and then day 15, and 22, and 29, and 36, and so on. That day you can rule out. That's very interesting. The Rishonim say, okay, so very good. So now let's kind of reassess the sugya. Up until now we said, because of one's state of confusion, one is able to do malacha, whatever is necessary to sustain oneself every single day. But now that a person knows that this is the third day of my journey, this is the fourth or fifth day of my journey, so once a person reaches day 8, they know that that day was definitely not a Shabbos, they can do malacha. Say, the Rishonim says, the Ritva and others, that therefore it's incumbent upon you to do as much malacha as possible on that day, so this way you won't need to do malacha on any other day. It's very interesting. This is brought in Shulchan Aruch, in Shin Mem Dalet, or Shin Dalet Mem, as it's presented. This is the last simon in Hilchos Shabbos in Chelek Gimel, before Shin Mem Hei, which begins with the Rishuyos of Shabbos, and so on. So I'll just read you, I'd like to read a piece of the Shulchan Aruch, a piece of the Mishnah Berurah, and a fascinating piece in the Sha'ar Tzion. So it says, the fellow knows the day, the number of days from his journey. It's the fourth or the fifth day of his journey. He can do whatever he wants on that day. Says the Mishnah Berurah, but he cannot do on Friday, like we mentioned, because maybe he actually ended up traveling on Friday. And so on. Kosvach Reinim, says in the Mishnah Berurah, Kosvach Reinim, Dim Yochel Laseis Malacha Ba'oise Yoim Sheyaspik Loilis Parneis Mizeh Kol HaShavua, Asa Laseis Malacha Kol HaShavua. So if on day number 8, day number 15, 22, I'm able to do an entire week's worth of Malacha, I must do so. He brings this in Achrein, and the Ritter writes this already, that one should do so. Says the Sha'ar Tzion, an interesting thing. Umizeh nuchal lilmaid bizmaneinu. Says the Sha'ar Tzion, we can infer to nowadays the imnosna hamemshala harei neima malacha leish hatzava shetia suya misukenes liyem haShabbos b'tzarayim. He says, if the exalted memshala, and presumably he wrote that because he wanted people to think that he held very highly of the memshala. But if this memshala comes over to us and they say, right, I'm going to come to you on Saturday afternoon and I want 50 trees to be cut down by Saturday afternoon, or whatever malacha they tell you to do, says the Sha'ar Tzion, mechuyiv lahachin hamalacha mikoidim kidei shelo yitzarech lechalal haShabbos. Says the Mishnah Berurah, says the Sha'ar Tzion, we can infer from this halacha in our Gemara and Daf Samach Tes Amud Beis that to the extent that you have a day which is a day which is mutav you to do malacha, and I must do malacha then in order to prevent me from being mechal Shabbos on other days, zog the Mishnah Berurah, if so, there will be a practical application of this halacha nowadays about being meiner chil Shabbos, if the goyim tell us that a certain job needs to be done by a certain time. Fine, good. Says the Gemara weiter, hayodeh ikra Shabbos. So let's remind ourselves, we had really three cases in the Mishnah. Case number one was a fellow who was shecheach ikra Shabbos. He doesn't know, he was totally forgotten about the concept of Shabbos, and which Rav and Shmuel said it also includes a tinek shenishba lebein hakayim. Case number two is someone who's aware about Shabbos, but they simply got the day wrong. They woke up thinking it's Sunday, they did loads of malachas, only mechuyiv once. And case number three, a person wakes up on Shabbos, they know that it's Shabbos, but they didn't know that these malachas were asa, and they're mechuyiv on every single malacha. So it says the Gemara, Minani Mili, Zakvashi, five lines down. What's the Shaila? Minani Mili Shiyesh, Machal, Bishabas, His Harbe, the Chayiv Achas Al Kulon. The Yesh Mechalan, the Chayiv Al Kol Shabbos. So how do you know that there is this distinction made in Halacha that a person can be Mechal many Shabbases and he's only Mechuyiv once on all of them? And there's a situation that he can be Mechal of the Shabbases and he's Mechuyiv on every Shabbos. In other words, how do we know that there's a distinction between case number one in the Mishnah and case number two? So Amram Nachman Amar Rabba Baravua, Trey Craig Sivi, because we have two psukim. Vishamru v'nei esos Shabbos. So note, here the pasuk prefaces Shmira to Shabbos. Uksiv, and there's another pasuk which says, Es Shabbosai Sai Tishmeru. And here it prefaces Shabbos to Shmira. So, and another difference is that one is written in the singular and one is written in the plural. So Hakeitzad. Vishamru b'nei Yisrael sa'shabas, the first pasuk, Vishamru b'nei Yisrael sa'shabas, Shmira achas, l'shabas ha'harbe. It's coming to allude to a situation where the Torah is telling you b'shemer, meaning it's an ashara, and there will be a consequence of a carbon for all of the shabbases which you did. That's referring to the first case in the Mishnah. Like the case of Shechach Ikashabas, it's in Ikshanishpa. The Shabbosai Sai, all the various Shabbosais, there's going to be a Din V'cheshbon, I'm asking you to be Shomer, that's going to be a Shmir Achas the whole Shabbos. For Shabbos, that is the way Rav Nachman Amar Rabba Bar Avuah understands the Psukim. Maskev Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchak, and the way Rashi and others say that he's not arguing in Din, it's just more a Shaila of Mashmo's Darshan, which way the Pasuk is more Mashma. Maskev Lor Nachman Bar Yitzchak, Adarabba Ipcha Mistabra, Vashorma B'nei Yisrael Sashabas, that first Pasuk is Mashma Shmira Achas L'chol Shabbos for Shabbos. There's a Shmira on every single Shabbos, and you'll be Mechuyiv on every single Shabbos once. Whereas Es Shabbosai Sai Tishmeru, all of the Shabbosais, you will be Mechuyiv with one Shmira. That's a Shmira Achas L'Shabbos Harbe. And as we mentioned, Rashi says there's no Nafkamin and Din. I mean, the Mishnah says case number one, you Mechuyiv once. Case number two, you Mechuyiv in every Shabbos. The question is, which way do we learn the Pesukim? Drosh V'Kavol Schar, as the way the Ritva brings it. Okay, good. Now we move into case number two. We move into, case number three. Hayadeh Shehu Shabbos. Case number three was, the fellow wakes up and they are aware that it is Shabbos. Narvas, they made a mistake and they were a shogeg in the malacha. They didn't realize that you're not allowed to trap an animal on Shabbos and so on. So we said the mechuyev on every single malacha. Pregvika makasha, maishna reisha, maishna seifa. Ligar Rashi, maishna reisha, the shogeg of Shabbos vizdein malachas. So by the way, when we say maishna reisha, maishna seifa, we mean, what's the difference in case number two and case number three? We're not discussing case number one. Case number one was like a Tinnit Shanishba or a fellow who totally has forgotten the whole concept of Shabbos. Case number two is a guy wakes up and he's convinced it's Sunday. He does a dozen malachas, he's mechuyev once. Case number three, a guy wakes up, it's Shabbos Kodesh, but he does a dozen malachas because he doesn't realize that they're Aster, he's mechuyev a dozen times. So, Frag Bigumar, Maishna Reisha, Maishna Seifa. So, Amrav Safran. Kan Midiyah Shabbos who perish, Kan Midiyah Malacha who perish. In one case, the Prisha, what would cause him to stop, is the knowledge of Shabbos. In one case, what would cause him to stop is the knowledge of Malachas. The knowledge of Shabbos is one, the knowledge of Malachas is several. Amalei Rav Nachman, one second, but Kluma Parish Mi Shabbos El Mishum Malachas, but Kluma Parish Mi Malachas El Mishum Shabbos. I mean, what do you mean by that? If I go over to a person and I say, hey, it's Shabbos today. So the guy's going to think to himself, why is he telling me that? I mean, he must be telling me because I'm doing something which is wrong. So once you tell him, hey, that's a malacha, the guy's going to realize, oh, it must be he's telling me that because it's Shabbos. And if I tell him, hey, it's Shabbos, he must be telling me that because I'm doing something wrong. So aren't they inextricably linked? So what do you mean? Why are you kind of stressing and saying that the point is Shabbos and Malacha? And that doesn't seem to be the Nekuda. Elam Rav Nachman, Korban Dechayiv Rachmana Amai. Why is the carbon coming? The carbon is coming, ashkaga. There you say this, the kapis. It's coming for the shkaga, for the lack of intent. Hasam, in case number two, where you woke up thinking that it's Sunday, chadashkaga. What caused you to do a dozen malachas? Because you just made one mistake. I thought it's Sunday. Whereas in case number three, where you're aware that it's Shabbos, but you did a dozen malachas because you thought they're mutter, tuva shkagis avian. Here there are lots of different shkagis, and that's the reason why there's going to be lots of karbanis that one has to bring. Fine. Then we said, in the final line of the Mishnah, we said, if a person does lots of different malachas, different types of categories of av malacha, then you're mechuyev on every single av malacha. Meaning, every av malacha, if you do lots of malachas, which are all of the same type, like an av and its tolda, or several toldas of one av, you're only going to be mechuyev once. So, very important sugya. Says the Gemara, Chiluk Malachas Minalan. This, that we know that there's a concept of Chiluk Malachas. How do I know? Meaning to say, the Pasuk just says, Leisasa Malacha. Don't do Malacha. On Shabbos. So maybe if a fellow does 50 Malachas, he should only be Mechuyev once, because he's over on one lav. Why do you say this fellow needs to bring 15 karbonis, 15 chatois? What do you mean? He was only over on one lav. So why is he mechuyev so many times? So says the Gemara. Chilik malachas menalan. How do I know that we look at every single malacha as if it's a bazindra lav? Amar Shmuel, Amar Kara. The pasuk says mechalalei amos yumas. It could have just said mechalalei amos. Why does it say Mechalem Mois Yumas? Why the double Lashon? There it says, Hatera Ripsa Mises Harbe, Achil Echad. The Terah is Marbe, lots of deaths, so to speak, on the concept of Chilul Shabbos. So from here, somehow we learn you have to bring several karbonis if you are Mechal Shabbos with several different types of malachas. Ask Gemara the obvious question. 1 second. Hai b'mezik siv. But Mechalei Amos Yumas is not speaking about karbanos. It's speaking about if a person did something b'mezid u'b'asra. How can this be the makar for being mechuyev several karbanos when you're Mechal Shabbos? Says the Gemara, Eina inyan l'mezid dechsev kol ha'is boi malacha yumas. So we already know clearly the punishment of Chil Shabbos. T'no inyan l'shaygeg. Well, my yumas, what does it mean? You'll die. Yumas b'mamon. You will die insofar as your finances will be depleted. In other words, you'll have to spend £800 for this carbon and £750 for that carbon and so on. So that's what it means. Mechale mois yumas. So at this stage of the game, we want to know, how do I know there's a musika of chiluk malachas by Shabbos? If a person did a dozen malachas, he has to bring a dozen karbanes. So according to Shmuel, this is learned out from, it says, Mois Yumas, Emeina Inyan Lemezid, Tzno Inyan Et L'Shoigig, and it comes to teach me that if a person was Mechal Shabbos with 12 different types of malacha, they have to bring 12 different types of karbanes. What the Gemara is going to do through the rest of the Amud, the Gemara is going to ask and say, 1 second. We have a famous machlekes between Rav Nosson and Rav Yosi, which focuses on the necessity for the Torah to single out loy sevaru eish b'chol moish v'seichem b'yem ha-Shabbos. And the question is obvious. To the extent that there are so many different types of malacha, and there's lamates malachas, why would it be necessary for the Torah to say, don't do Havara, okay? Don't do Havara, and don't do Hitzah, and don't do Bishul, and don't do Tzeda. Why is it necessary to mention Lo Sevaru? So there is a famous machlekes between Rav Nosson and Rav Yosi. And Rav Nosson says, you know why the Torah focused and said Lo Sevaru? To teach me, Lachalik, to teach me just like if you are over on Havara, you are going to be mechuyev, a carbon chatas. so too on every single other malacha, you will be mechuyav karban chatas. Whereas Rabbi Yossi is going to disagree, and he's going to say, no, the reason why the Torah presented and said, leisavaru, is to teach me that its halachic status has been lowered, and the severity of havara is different to all other malachas, and unlike other malachas where the punishment is misas bedin, by havara, for whatever reason, irrelevant for now, havara is only a lav ba'alma. Al-Kopanim, according to Rabbi Nosson, who said that the reason why the Torah presented havara separately is to teach me, l'chalek, that every single malach is machuyiv, so you have a raya, you have a makar from Rabbi Nosson. So why do you, Shmuel, the Amora, needs to, so to speak, reinvent the wheel? Rabbi Nosson the Tana already has a nice makar to tell me chilek malachas. Elamai, you want to tell me that you're going to go like Rabbi Yossi? Rabbi Yossi also has a makar. So either way, the Gemara is going to ask, I mean, why don't you go like Rabbi Nosson? You want to tell me all like Rabbi Yossi? Rabbi Yossi also has a makar. And the Gemara is going to say, he doesn't like Rabbi Nosson. He holds like Rabbi Yossi, Legabi, what does one do with Leisavaru? And he doesn't like the makar of Rabbi Yossi, and therefore he has his own makar. And the reason why I'm just speaking in advance is because it's a little bit confusing, and therefore it's good to just have an idea of what the skeleton of the sugi is. So let's see. It should apply to shoygeg. My yumas b'mamon. Frag the gemara v'tepikle chilek malachais mihechad nafka leila Reb Nosson. Why not learn it out from Reb Nosson's source? The Tanya Reb Nosson Aimer. Loi sevaru eish b'chol meishvei seichem b'yom hashavas. It says in the beginning of Parshas Vayakel. It says, Loi sevaru eish b'chol meishvei seichem b'yom hashavas. Ma Talmud Lemer, why is it necessary to single out Havaras? Again, this is all going to be one big, long continuum. Why is it necessary to single out Havara? So we say, Levi Shenemar, the Pasuk says beforehand, Vayakal Meishas Kaladas Bnei Yisrael, and it says Eila Hadvar Mashet Tziva Sheishes Yavim Teyasa Malacha, and so on. So we dashen from this pasuk. This pasuk is an allusion to the Lamatas Malachas because it says Dvarim Hadvarim. Dvarim is really Mashma two, plural. Hadvarim is another one, three. Eila is Gematria 36. Eila Dvarim Elu Shleishim Vatesha Malacha Shenemu Lameisha B'Sinai. So, at the beginning of Ayakov is an allusion to Lamates Malachas. Now, I might have thought, Yochel Hasan Kulan Behalam Echad Einechai Valachas, I might think that if you do all 39 Malachas in one lapse of knowledge, that you're only going to be Mechuyev once, because it's one Lav. Talmud Lomer, we have another Pasuk in the end of Parshas Ki Sisa, Becharish Uvakotze Tishbois. And there, the Torah singles out the Malach of Harisha and the Malach of Ketzira. So I already see it's not so posh to say you're only going to be Mechuyev once if the Torah enumerated and singled out Harisha and Ketzira. Says the Gemara, okay, fine, but Adayin in Yayim and Harisha and Ketzira have Shtayim. So maybe those two are exceptions to the rule. And those two you'll be Mechuyev individually, Val Kulan and Chayev El Achas, but on the other 37, you'll be Mechuyev only once. Tamad Leimer Leisivaru Eish, and that's where Leisivaru comes into play. Meaning, Havara Bechlal Haisa, Havara was included in Leisasiko Malacha. The Lama Yotzis, why was it necessary for the Teret to single out Havara? Teret is, Lahakish Eleha, to compare to it, to Leim Malach, and to say, Ma Havara Shiyam Malacha Bechayavin, Allah bifnei atzma, af kol shuav malacha v'chayavin Allah bifnei atzma. Full stop. So let's just speak it out one more time. The Gemara's Tanya was, why didn't Shmuel learn out from Reb Nosson? Reb Nosson, the Tana, has a source to tell me that every year you're mechuyev individually on all lamed tes malachas, and you will be mechuyev 39 chatois. What's the raya? Because it says, in short, It's a davar shahaya bichlal v'yotze min a klal lelamed lo lelamed alatzma yotze ela lelamed alakar kula yotze. To tell me, just like havara is alav and you're mechuyev on it individually, so too all the lamed test malachis you're mechuyev individually. So frag b'gemara Shmuel mi'amayra, why don't you just prove your point and bring a source and say like Reb Nosson? Answers the Gemara, no, Shmuel cannot do that. Why can Shmuel not do that? The Shmuel savalakar Reb Yosi, the Amar Havara lelav yotzes. That Reb Yosi understands that the reason why the Torah singled out Havara is not to tell me that just like Havara you're mechuyev individually, so to everything else, but rather something different. The Tanya, Havara lelav yotzes, diver Reb Yosi, masnei lechalek yotzes. Meaning to say, what the shit is Reb Yosi? Reb Yosi says it is lelav yotzes. It means to say that, so maybe let's look at Rashi. If you look at Rashi, the second to last small line, Rashi says, Lalav, She'ein hayavin alea kariz v'skila keshar malachis ela masha amar ba. That's it. So that's the reason why the Torah singled out Havara, to diminish the level of severity, and therefore you have no such source to tell me chiluk malachis. So the reason why Shmuel didn't want to learn like Reb Nosson is because he holds like Reb Yosi in that machlokes. Frag the Gemara, oh yeah, you hold like Reb Yosi. So frag the Gemara, if so, the tepik lechilik malachis meyachad in afkali Reb Yosi. So then we will push you Shmuel against the wall and say, okay, you're a Reb Yosi yid, you're in Reb Yosi's camp, so why don't you learn achilik malachis from the same place Reb Yosi does? The Tanya. Now, let's maybe just explain this, because this is also a little bit confusing, and we might see the Rashi. We have like this. The Pasuk says, Dabril b'nei Yisrael lemar, Nefesh ki sechta b'shkaga mikol mitzvah Hashem asher lei se'asena. A person was a shogeg, and he did mitzvahs which he shouldn't have done. V'asa me'achas me'hena. So we're going to be focusing on really the last two words of the pasuk, and we're going to say we're going to make the following observation. The pasuk could have just said, if a fellow did an aveira, one of the mitzvahs, one of the aveiras b'shkaga mikol mitzvahs Hashem asher lo se'asena, v'asa achas. Full stop. Why say asa mei achas? So the mem is going to be extra, and the entire word mehena is extra. And not only is the entire word mehena extra, but really we're going to look at that entire word and we're going to say there's two points which are extra about it. Number one, the word hena is extra, and the mem of mehena is a double extra. I mean, the whole word is extra, and the additional prefix of me is also extra. So what do we have to kind of work with? We have the mem of me'achas, we have the word heina, and we have the mehena. And it's from these extra words that we're going to learn various things. So let's see what Reb Yosi does with all of this. Zog the Gemara like this. Titania Reb Yosi em Reva Asa mehachas mehena. Zog Reb Yosi azoi. Pa'amim shechayavim achas al kulan. Upa'amim shechayavim al kol achas v'achas. At times you are mechuyev once on all, and at times you are going to be mechuyev on every single one. We'll just read a line or two, then we'll see Rashi. What's pshat? We say achas me'achas. It could have just said the word achas, and it says me'achas. The mem is extra. Heina me'heina. It could have said heina and it said mehena, so that's also extra. We're going to make a drosh and we're going to say achas she heina and heina she achas, meaning at times one will do one, will have one mistake and we'll look at it as if it's heina, rabbi, many, these mistakes. And heina, these, shehi achas, as if it is one. So let's stop there and let's see Rashi just to kind of make sense of what we've said. But again, remember, may, the mem of me'achas is extra, the entire word heina is extra, and the mem of mehena is even more extra. Rashi is going to speak a little bit of this out. Let's see the Rashi's from v'asa me'achas mehena till the end of the page. Very important just to get this clear. V'asa me'achas mehena ha'omur le'inyin chateis ha'vili le'mechta v'asa achas v'lishteik, full stop, v'asa achas adkan ayaser le'shari mem de me'achas. So the mem of the word me'achas is extra. The whole tevas mehena ledrosha. Not only that, udroish hachi, we're going to dash like this. Pa'amim, we're going to dash like this. Pa'amim shakol masa avirisav chashav achas. Upa'amim shu koroi hena, lashon rabin. Meaning, these two words, achas hena, achas means one, hena means these. So it's going to tell us sometime you've done several averis, but we're going to look at it like it's one. One time you did one big mistake, but we're going to look at it as if it's several. Says Rashi, Vaitavam Rabbi Yisib, Rabbi Chanina, my time with Rabbi Yisib, Kalema, my dorish bay, dakati mem de mehena u mem de meachas lemai osa. Okay, so you perhaps told me the achas and hena and achas, what are you doing with the mems? So now this Rashi is going to explain a lot. Says Rashi, achas me achas. Ato, I'm sorry, achas havile lemechta. They could have just said achas, like we mentioned. Uksiv me achas. The chenami heina havile lemechtov. If at all, it should have just said the word heina, if at all. Lemidrish pa'amim shehu heina, to tell me at times, one single aveira is considered like many. Uksiv akasev mehena. So v'darish achas v'hena b'loy mem hachi. So we darish in the following. Again, drasha number one is achas and hena without the mems. Achas and hena without the mems. We darish like this. Pa'amim achas shehu hena. At times there'll be one which is several. Meaning, Shabbos achas levadehu mechalel, v'yesh kan chatois harbi. Nevertheless, there's going to be several chatois, meaning the ozli basar malachis. I'm going to focus on the actual malachis which he did, and I'm going to make the fellow responsible for every single one of them. Whereas upa'amim heina, he did several shiachas. What does that mean? Malachis harbi asa ve'enachai v'alachas, and he's only going to be liable for one of them. Meaning the bahanech shrei gavni ikal mashma v'asa achas v'chayiv heina. The ikal me'manami hachi v'asa achas heina asiyasei havi achas. Meaning alpha bi shehein heina v'chayiv achas. So far we've explained achas and heina. At times, we're going to treat all of your heina malachas as if it's achas. And at times, we're going to treat your one achas as if heina. And again, this depends if it's shigig Shabbos and zdein malachas, that's going to be one. Or if it's zdein Shabbos and shigig malachas, it's going to be several. Now, we move on to the next piece, says Rashi. Mem yaseira. Mem yaseira d'reish hachi. L'rabbis. We haven't yet seen this yet in the Gemara, but it's okay. We can see it first in Rashi. We still have a may. I mean, the Torah that is being meramez, that there's a situation where you didn't actually do the whole achas, which you intended on doing. You just did a may achas of what you intended on doing. Zakt Rashi, d'roi shachi, l'rabbi shakosev shem, mishimoin, ta'avu gavsh miskavan lasis teva g'doylo, meaning That's what we can learn from the Mem of Me'achas. So let's read this one more time from five lines in the bottom. So he said, Tanya, Rabbi Yisi Emer V'asa Me'achas Me'hena. Pa'amim Shechayavin Achas Al Kulan. U'pa'amim Shechayavin Al Kol Achas V'achas. And we said that's learned out just from the Achas Hena comparison back and forth. Now we look at the extra Mem. And we say, "Vam Rabbi Yisi, Rabbi Chanina, my time with Rabbi Yisi." So, "Achas may achas heina may heina." There's two additional drashes. "Achas shehi heina heina she achas." "Achas is Shimon." If you'd write the entire thing, it would be Shimon. But the fact that it says "may achas," that teaches me shame me Shimon. And so too, "heina avos." Mehena told us. The fact that it just said Hena would be telling me obvious. The fact that it says Mehena, it teaches me told us. Achashi Hena is referring to Zdein Shabbos, Vashigios Malachas. Hena Shi Achas is referring to Shigios Shabbos, Vizdein Malachas. So Al Kapanim, what do we have over here? We have very, very gishmak. We have Shitas Rabbi Yisi. Again, Rabbi Yisi says, I refuse to agree with your Rav Nosson. You're telling me Havara Lachalik Yotzis to tell me every single Malachi or Machuyev in a Bazinder carbon. I disagree. I say Havara Lalav Yotzis to lower and diminish its severity. That's what it's coming to do. So, Frag the Gemara, so Shmuel, still, why don't you learn out Chilik Malachas from where Rabbi Yisi does? Because as the Gemara just described, according to Rabbi Yosi, we say there are times when Achas and Hena, you're going to be Mechuyev Hena times, you're going to be Mechuyev on every single Malacha, so you see that there's a Musag of Chilik Malachas even according to Rabbi Yosi. So why do you, Shmuel, the Amira, need to come up with a new Makar? Fine, this is the Gemara, Bishmuel. Achashi Hena. Heina she achas lemashmalei. Shmuel doesn't like that drasha. He doesn't like the drasha that, you know, we're going to compare achas to heina, and we're going to compare heina to achas, and say sometimes it's an achas, which is like a heina, and amol it's a heina like an achas. He doesn't like that. He doesn't hold that drasha to be compelling, and therefore he's got a different makar. So the kids there, we have on Dav Ayin and Masechta Shabbos, three sources where we know Chilik Malachas. We know, number one, it's important to remember that we have a remez over here, that the Lamed Tes Malachas are learned out from Eile HaDvarim. Dvarim 2, Eile is another one, 3. I'm sorry, Dvarim HaDvarim 2 plus 1 is 3. Eile 36 is Gematria 39. And as far as how do we know Chilik Malachas, three sources. Shmuel says we learn out from Mois Yumas, with a in Eina Inyan Lemezid, it's no Inyan Lashagig. We have from Rav Nosson, Leisavaru, Lachalik Yotzes, to tell me in every single one separately. And we have Rabbi Yisi, Achashi Heina. Those are the three Makaris. Fine. Says the Gemara, Vait, Boimine, Rava Merev Nachman, Helam Ze, Beze, Beyade Mahu. What happens if a person was unaware that it was Shabbos, and a person was unaware that these malachas are awesome. For instance, a person wakes up Sunday morning, and they do half a dozen malachas. Now, they had no idea that it's Shabbos, but even if they knew that it was Shabbos, they still would have done it, because they had no idea that these are malachas. So in a situation where the shkaga is twofold, both mitzad, the lack of awareness of the day, and as far as the lack of awareness of the actual avera which they've done, how do we view that? Let's see. Let's see Rashi. You look at Rashi about seven lines down. Zevazeh, Shabbos, Umalachas. They didn't realize it was Shabbos. They don't know that these are Malachas, Asureis, Mao, Zakt Rashi. Chayiv Achas Al Kulan. Because we say, look, the fellow didn't know it was Shabbos, so end of story. End of story. It's one mistake. They thought it was Tuesday, they are way off the mark. It's just one mistake. Do we stop there? And therefore say, Chayv Achas Al Kulan? Do we say that? Oi, some of the gifts are Chayv Al Kol Achas Achas. Or do we say that you're Machuyim on every single one? What is the Nakudas Hashayla? Zot Rashi, Vekimi Boy Lehadet Tani Le'el. The Nakuda of the Shayla is, we said before, in a Braisa. We said, Shagag Bezeo Bezeo. Zeu Shoigig Amr Batoira. We said if a person was a Shoigig Sai on Shabbos and Sai on the Malachas, that is a proper Shoigig. I mean, the guy was really mistaken. The guy did it totally accidentally. I mean, he didn't know it was Shabbos. He didn't know it was an Asa. That was Eimach HaShoigig Godol Mizul. That was the Lashon of the Brais. Okay, good. Very nice Lashon. Shoigig Bezeh Bezeh. Zeu Shoigig Amr Batoira. Maulich Yuve Chada. Oy, lechiyuve akulu. Does that mean it's an incredible shegig and you're mechuyev once, or it's an incredible shegig and you're mechuyev every single time? That is the crux of the shaila. So let's maybe, I mean, the rest of Rashi is very interesting, but I think that's all we need for Pasha Pshat. So one more time in the Gemara. There was a halama both on Shabbos, and the fellow didn't actually know that these malachas were asuris. Mao, is he mechuyev once, or is he mechuyev several times? Says the Gemara, Amalei, Hare Helam Shabbos biyadi. I mean, the guy didn't realize it was Shabbos. If he didn't realize it was Shabbos, so then that's it. That's the end of the story. It should be considered one single halama, one single mistake, and now we should be mechuyev once. That is what Rav Nachman told Rava. So said Rava, Adraba, Ari Helam Malachas Biyadai. The guy made a mistake 12 times, 10 times. The Chayiv Al Kol Achas V'Achas. So, I mean, why are you treating this like one mistake? I mean, you're right, he didn't know it was Shabbos. But even if he knew it was Shabbos, he was still mistaken on 10 accounts. So don't pull the I didn't know it was Shabbos card to pat yourself and say you're only going to be mechuyev one. I didn't know it was Shabbos, but even if you knew it was Shabbos, you still would have made 10 mistakes. So therefore, taina de rava to Rav Nachman, mehechateis it so pasha to patter him and only be mechuyev him once. So, not so sure at this stage what to do. Elam Rav Ashi, so comes on Rav Ashi and says, okay, I've got a way to figure this out. Elam Rav Ashi, Chazinan, let's see. I mishum Shabbos kaparish, Ari helam Shabbos biyade, in a chayv alachas. I mishum malacha kaparish, Hari Hela Malachas Biyadei V'chayev Al Kol Achas V'Achas. So Rav Ashi said, I've got a way to figure this out. The way to figure this out is to think and ask and possibly do a test and see what would have caused the fellow to refrain from doing this particular activity. Shabbos? If I would scream out and say, it's Shabbos. Or if I would say, hey, that's Tzedah. So, what would cause the fellow to refrain? The announcement of Shabbos or the announcement of the Malacha? Let's see Rashi. Rashi is about 25 lines down, in the middle of the page in Rashi, first word in the line. Imishim Shabbos kaparish. Zesh pireish minho aveira ubal his kaper. The fellow is stopping the aveira and he comes to be miskaper. Imishim Shabbos haisa. Would it have been because of Shabbos, meaning Sha'amruloi Shabbos Hayyim, Upiresh? Were you to just scream out Shabbos and that would have made him stop? Ishtakach de Mishim Helam Shabbos Hayya Oysa Kum Tois. That the reason why he did what he did was because he didn't realize it was Shabbos. The proof is, you just said to the guy, it's Shabbos, and he would stop. So it's really one mistake. Says Rashi, Vaitach Yasin of Emisha Malachas, Halalu Kaparish, Sha'omru Loi Malachi. You say, hey, that's Tzedah. Hey, that's Bishol. Upiresh. Harihala Malacha Biyadi, Vizil Basa Malachis. So instead of Ashi, I've got a very nice way of figuring out how many Chatois, based on if you go over to the guy and you scream out either Shabbos or Malachas, that would be the way to tell. Amalei Ravina la Ravashi, comes Ravina with a Meredikataina. Klum Parish mi Shabbos Elamishum Malachis. Klum Parish mi Malachis Elamishum Shabbos. Meaning, what are you saying, Ravashi? Imagine, if you will, the following situation. Imagine, yeah? A guy is in the kitchen, Shabbos morning, right? And you go over to him and you scream, you're being Mavasho! What's the guy going to think? I mean, let's say you were making yourself a fried egg on a Tuesday morning. I mean, your wife wouldn't come down and say, you're being Mavasho! Unless she's never seen you cook before, right? But presumably, if you cook, she wouldn't scream on a Tuesday morning, hey, you're making fried eggs! She wouldn't say that, because there's nothing wrong with making fried eggs on a Tuesday morning. But so if someone were to come on a Shabbos morning and say, hey, you're being Mavasho, so the fellow is going to put two and two together, and he's going to say, why is he telling me that I'm being Mavasho? What's wrong? Ah, it must be that it's Shabbos. So you can never isolate the Malacha and detach it from the Shabbos. So too, if you'd come in Shabbos morning and scream at the guy and say, hey, it's Shabbos, the guy's going to say, well, why is he telling me that it's Shabbos? Oh, it must be because the activity which I'm doing is Aser. If I'm drinking a glass of water, the fellow wouldn't scream at me and say it's Shabbos, because I'm allowed to drink. That's not a Malach on Shabbos. But if I'm cooking, or I'm doing Boirer, and the fellow screams at Shabbos, the fellow will put two and two together and realize that Vaistois, the Malach which I'm doing, is Aser. So time is Ravina. I don't understand your Ravashi. It doesn't make sense. Whatever you say to the guy, it's Shabbos, it's Boirer, whatever, the guy is going to put two and two together and link the two, because they are necessarily linked. Mamela says, Ravina to Ravashi, Ella Loishna. Ella Loishna doesn't make a difference. If you tell the guy it's Shabbos, if you tell the guy it's Boirer, there's no difference, says Rashi. What does that mean? We are going to say that you're only going to be mechuyev once, and we're going to say that it's one big shame shkago. I mean, we have no right, we have no makar to say in that case where it was nalam from you something so basic that it's Shabbos today, even though in theory had you known that it's Shabbos, you still would have done it. We're still coming out. And we're still going to say that you're only going to be mechuyev once. Good. Says the Gemara Tanan. Avos Malachis. Arbayim Chasachas. We know there's 39 Malachis. Vavinenbom. And we asked. Vavinenbom. Minyano Lomali. Why is it necessary to tell me 39? I'm able to count. Minyano Lomali. V'amr v'yechanan shemasson kulan behelam echad chayiv al kol achas v'achas. The reason why the Tana told me that there's 39 is to teach me, if you did all 39 of them in one state of halama, you didn't realize what you're doing, you didn't realize your actions, you're going to be mechuyev 39 times. Says the Gemara like this. E amris bishlam mehelam zev zev biyadei chayav al kol achas v'achas shaper. If you would tell me that in a case where a person didn't realize it was Shabbos and didn't realize these malachas were aser, I can understand how it's possible to be mechuyev 39 times. Ela'i amris helem Shabbos biyadoi ve'ene chayev ela achas. You're only going to be mechuyev once. Eichem ishkachas lo. So where will you have a situation that you're going to be mechuyev 39 times? The Gemara answers and says, I'll tell you. Bizdein Shabbos, v'shigaz malachas. When will you, what's the situation that you'll be mechuyev 39 times? If you were aware that it was Shabbos, but you didn't know that these 39 categories are prohibited, that would be a very simple case, that you're going to be mechuyev 39 times. Says the Gemara, hanichai sovrlei kergechanan. That's all good and well, if we hold back Rabbi Yochanan to Amar Kevin Shishogag Bekari Safavi Shehezid Balav, Mishkachas Lada Yodalei Shabbos Balav. I mean, they didn't realize that Shabbos has with it a Chiv Kares. They only thought that there was a Lav. And they did 39 acts, which they know are prohibited, but they didn't realize it carries with it a kares punishment. But if we hold that the gedder of shogig is, like we mentioned yesterday, you need to be a shogig duch and duch. You need to have been a shogig and you didn't know that there's a kares, you didn't even know that it's osir. So that's the case, that you're only going to be mechuyev a carbon for a shogig if you didn't even realize that what you're doing is osir. So if so, the Yadolel Shabbos B'mai. So what about Shabbos did you know? You know that it's Shabbos today, and what? And so what does Shabbos mean to you if, as far as you're concerned, you didn't, all of these things are, you think all of these things are mutter? You think all 39 malachas are 100% mutter lechatchila to do? So what about Shabbos did you know? When we say, oh, he was a Zayn Shabbos, he knows that it's Shabbos, but it's the same as any other day. What about Shabbos did you know? So we said, like we saw before, the Yodala b'tchumin Ali b'drbi Kiva. He knew about Tchumin Ali b'drbi Kiva. Shita's Rabbi Kiva is that there is a possibility of being Mechuyev in Isser Diaraisa at times if you go out of the Tchum, and that will be the case where a fellow was aware. He knew that there's an Issa D'Oraisa, the Pasuk says, Al Yetze Ish Mim Koyme B'yem HaShabbos, and there's a potential Issa D'Oraisa, and that's the only thing he knew. So he wakes up and he thinks, oh, Shabbos Kodesh, it's Shabbos, you're not allowed to walk outside the Tchum, but he thinks all 39 Malachas are mutter to do. That will be a case that if he does all 39 Malachas, he will be Mechuyev 39 times. Okay, well, let's just see. We'll just try and get onto the top of Ayin Aleph just for a couple of minutes. This is a slightly confusing case, but not terribly confusing. Let's see if we can crack it. Very, very interesting case. So it's going like this: Amar Rava, Kotzer V'Tochen K'Gregeres B'Shigig Shabbos V'Zdein Malachas. What's the case? The fellow did an act of Katsira and an act of tchina with a gregarious worth of food. We know that when it comes to food on Shabbos, a gregarious is always the shear which we need to be chayiv. So he did a ketzira, and he did a tchina with a gregarious worth of Shabbos in a shigig Shabbos zdein malachas situation, meaning he was unaware that it was Shabbos, but he was aware that these malachas are awesome. The guy is a Talmud Chacham. He knows that you're not allowed to do ketzira and tchina. He woke up thinking that it was Sunday. So he did Kitzira and Trina. Now, let's just stop for one moment. We know already that in a case of Shigge Shabbos, Vizdei Malachas, he's only going to be Mechuyev once. So, granted, he did two Malachas, he did Kitzira and Trina, but to the extent that the Shkaga was a Shkaga in the Shabbos, it's one, the root of his Avera, the source of his aver, the reason of his aver is one, because he was a shogeg in the day, he's only going to be mechuyev one carbon. So again, katzav tochem kegregeres b'shigig Shabbos, zdein malachas, now, v'chazar, and then this fellow, what happened? Katzar v'tochem kegregeres b'zdein Shabbos v'shigig malachas. And then, 5 hours later in the afternoon, he says, ooh, taket Shabbos today. It's Shabbos today, and what does he do? He ends up doing a Kitzira and a Tchina because he didn't realize, he didn't think it was Osir. He didn't think it was Osir. He thought it was Mutter. He heard the last 2 minutes of a Shir, and he took the words totally out of context, and he subsequently thinks that Kitzira and Tchina is Mutter, and therefore, even though he's aware that it's Shabbos, he made a mistake with Shigigis Malachas. So again, before you go any vital, let's just get it clear. 9 a.m., the guy wakes up thinking that it's Sunday, and he does Katsir and Tchina. He knows that Katsir and Tchina is also, but he thinks it's Sunday, and that's what he does. At 12 noon, he realizes that it's Shabbos, and again, he does Katsir and Tchina, but this is with a Zdoin Shabbos, he knows that it's Shabbos, and a Shigigis Malacha. He made a mistake. He thought that it's mutter to do these things. Now, v'noida loy al kitzira utchina shel shigig Shabbos v'zdei malachas. and it was now known to him what he did in the first case. Again, Avera number one was Shigigas Shabbos. Avera number two was Shigigas Malacha. 9 a.m., he thought it was Sunday, he did Zdei Malacha. 12 p.m., he knows that it's Shabbos, and he made a mistake with the Malacha. And now, at 2 p.m., someone says to him, you know at 9 a.m. what you did? You thought it was Sunday, and you did Ketzira and Tchina. So it was Noida Loi al Ketzira Utchina Shol Shigigei Shabbos Zdei Malachas. And then, the Chazar V'Noida Loi al Kitzirov al Tchina Shel Zdein Shabbos V'Shigigas Malachas. And then someone points out to him his second mistake. So we've got really four stages over here. Straightforward. Stage number one, he thinks it's Sunday, he does two actions. Stage number two, he knows it's Shabbos, and he mistakenly does two actions. Stage number three, he's aware of what happened in stage number one. Stage number four, he's aware of what happened in stage number two. Now, the question is, the guy comes into bed and he says, like, this is what happened. These were the four stages. How many korbanos am I supposed to bring? What am I supposed to do? So, says the Gemara like this. Kitzira gereres kitzira, v'tchina gereres tchina. What does this mean? Kitzira is gerer a kitzira, and the tchina is gerer a tchina. Let's look at the top Rashi on Ayin Aleph. Says Rashi like this. Kitzira gereres kitzira shnia v'kaparasa. The first kitzira which he did, which in stage number one, and now it was known to him in stage number three, that kitzira is going to be gerer, it's going to schlep and drag the kitzira shnia in stage number two and in stage four. The tchina gereres is a tchina shnia, and so too the tchina will be gerer the tchina. The niskapru kulon, and everything will be niskaper. The kaimalon, because after all we have established, achal shnei zesi chelev v'halam echot. If a person eats two kezesim of chelev in one halaba, they didn't realize their mistake, and they ate two kezesim. Ein echai v'alachis, you only mechui once. Sagt Rashi, v'zeh she'asa shtei kitzirois. This guy, in stage number one, he did a kitzira. And then in stage number two, he did another kitzira. V'zeh she'asa shtei kitziris behelam echad, meaning she'loi noida loi bein kitzira le kitzira she'chata. He didn't realize that he was chayte. He didn't realize that he did a chayt. V'af api she'halama shel shnia chalik kitzas mishal rishoyna, even though the nature of what was taken away from his consciousness in stage number one is different to stage number two. In stage number one, he wasn't aware that it was Shabbos. In stage number two, he wasn't aware that it was Aser. So even though they are somewhat different, Seif Soif, Helam Echadu. That is considered to be one Helam. De Loinoida Loi Chete Bein Tayim, Idias Chet, who, or he, Mechalekes, that is what is Mechalek. Hilkach says the Rashi, when you bring the chatas for stage number one, Zaveira, Atarvayu Kaima, it's going on both things. Viniskapru imakzira, kola katsira sha'olov, shenasi behelam echad. And therefore it's going to be machaper all of the katsiras which he did. The im hatchina niskapru, kola tchina sha'osaka sha'osan behelam echad. So that's what the Gemara means, Kitzira Gereres Kitzira, and the Trina is Gereres Trina. We'll just finish with one last line. Avol Noida Loi Al Kitzira Shos Dein Shabbos V'Shigas Malachas. But if the first thing that was known to you was your second Aveira, was the second Aveira where you knew it was Shabbos and you made a mistake in the Malacha, so, yes, we will say that Kitzira is Gereris Kitzira, the Trina Shema, and its Trina However, the tchina shekenegda bimkoyma imedes. But the other outstanding tchina is not going to be accounted for, is not going to be included in the kapara. Yeah, I think maybe we'll have to pick this up next time, but we'll start again from this last thing, just because it's a little bit, we haven't quite finished, and it's a little bit complicated. The basic concept, at least, one thing we should at least remember, is the four stages. We will remember four stages. Stage number one, Shigigus Malacha. Shigigus Shabbos Dein Zdei Malacha. Stage number two, Zdein Shabbos Shigigus Malacha. Stage three, he was aware of his original chait. Stage four, he was aware of the second chait that he did. And now the question is, how do we assess the kapar which he needs? Okay, we'll pick it up. We'll stop here.